guys though, Kamara.
Oh, I mean, when you talk about, you know, what Alvin's brought to the table, that 1-2 combo now with Mark and Alvin. We talk about Marshawn stepping up and playing the way he has. You talk about Alex Okafor, who came from being hurt last year, Cardinals before that, the way he's been able to produce. You talk about Trey, who's rapidly coming along as a pass rusher. And of course, he wants to be a pass rusher now. We keep talking about this. He's going to be a phenomenal pro. We talk about how smart Sheldon Rankins is, his leap for this year too. I don't think sack production is giving him the kudos that he deserves, because he's clearly becoming a mastermind of our D-line. At the end of the day, we've got to be able to affect the quarterback, be able to keep him in the pocket, and that's something that we talked about, but we really didn't focus on. Because they only passed like 20 times the last two games, and now they passed like 22. We went 9 for 22, would you say? I don't know. I just made that number up. That was, I'm sorry. I went real 45 on you. My bad. At the end of the day, we got to win. That's all that matters.
So what are touch on this, but the mental toughness you guys have shown in the last few games, just, is that, you seen that increase as the season's gone on?
When you're able to go in a 3-and-out and a 4-and-out, that's huge for our defense, to seal the game, to end the game. And that's only going to bode well for us down the line.
Even they're putting in those situations, like right after a turnover or something like that, you know, the guys, have you noticed a different
kind
of attitude?
Not even. In fact, we're taking the field faster and with more of a hunger, because we know we have the ability to stop everything down.
You mentioned his passing stats the last couple of games versus today. Was that one of the goals, was to get him into
passing? Make him a quarter. Your words, not mine. To make him uncomfortable. He's clearly a young guy. I think he's got tremendous talent. He has tremendous. Clearly, he's got a high ceiling. He's like what, the number 2 overall? So with that being said, their defense was clearly eating, and I think we had to outperform their defense, which they had 2 turnovers to our 1, but we also dropped like 3 picks. Freaking AJ. that being said, again, we've got to be able to affect the quarterback, keep him in the pocket, and there's going to be more scrambling quarterbacks. I'm pretty sure we got Tyrod Taylor coming up, so that's a good warm-up.